quite honestly, I can't understand this, and I think it's a step in the wrong direction. Now, I know insurance companies have increased premiums substantially over the last number of years, and this is a trend I wouldn't like to see happening. Cars are NCT'd, they're well serviced and well looked after, and cars are lasting much longer than they used to. This is allowed to happen. It'll devalue other cars. If you're talking about a car 7 or 8 years old, it's going to substantially devalue that car if you're going to have difficulty insuring it when it's 10 years old.
Insurance companies will argue back that they base their premia on their own observations and analysis and actuarial interpretation of the figures that they have and the payments that they make, and they'll say, well, we are implementing this measure because our figures tell us we have to.
No, look, I'm sure you drive along the road as I do and you see cars in them. Sometimes you'd have to just check and see, some of them could be 15 years old and the car's in perfect condition and well looked after. And these cars are NCT'd on a yearly basis. It's not that it's every 2 or 3 years, it's every year. And I know from experience of my car tested that it's a rigorous test. You know, everything is checked, tyres, brakes, everything, the engine, emissions. And there's no reason for this, only grabbing money. That's what I think it is, and it can't be allowed to happen. There's only two winners in this situation. One is the insurance companies, and the other are the car manufacturers, of which we have no car manufacturer in this country anyway, so it doesn't affect jobs. But I'd be very concerned. And I'm very, very concerned for the small garages, and Donegal is no different than Sligo or Leitrim or Roscommon, where you have small garages servicing cars, employing 2 and 3 people, and tire shops as well, providing tires for cars. These people are going to be badly affected, and we'll have a lot of job losses in the rural areas. We haven't much in the rural areas, but at least we have those little businesses employing 2 and 3 people, and that will come under threat as well.